Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talking to medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. Give me what you can tonight. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job.
Time is all we have to play.
But it's theirs and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. Tell me you can't live without me. It's getting better day by day. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is. Tell me. Day by day. Day by day. Day by day is getting better. Day by day.
See, look at that. Great job by our guy Damon to putting that together. But we were the show that went to the Hooters first. That's who came up with that song, Day by Day. Go back to the 80s for me and Carmichael's Pool. Everybody else went down the classical music road. I heard the Greg Hill Show mention that earlier today, and I think MFM did that yesterday. Apparently there was some musical that had some kind of song, Day by Day or whatever. I don't know.
It was like Frank Sinatra, right?
Well, what? No. There was that wasn't a show tune. This was like a show tune-y version of Day by Day, but I prefer this version because it played on actual music radio. We're into the final half hour of Gresh and Hart, who is in for Keith today. We're out of here at 12:35 for Red Sox baseball. And of course, we are coming to you from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios here at Fenway Park, obviously. So the Mike Giardi tweet from earlier today, for those of you who may have missed it or you don't troll Twitter, which you should, by the way, at Gresh Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Jumbo Hart on Twitter.
No complaints, please.
You can get me at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. Say what you want. I'm used to it. Mike Giardi tweet, per sources, Mac Jones is in the facility and participating in game planning. The Patriots quarterback has told multiple teammates to not count him out of this weekend's game at Green Bay and is still operating as if he has a chance. Practice is scheduled for around 12:35. Do you read anything into that, Andy Hart?
That Bill Belichick and Mac Jones are fully aligned, and Bill told him, you need to give the hard sell this week, the long con. You need to be a method actor. And even among your teammates, you need to sell the idea that you are truly day by day.
So you got to work the boys.
100%. See the guy to your left in the locker room and the guy to the right? Don't trust him. He can't be in on this little shindig. Because if you say, well, I know I said day by day, but you sit down with your buddy there and I'm really out for a month, it'll get out there. It'll get out there. So you want the Packers and everybody else to think you're actually day by day? We need to sell this. So those that believed maybe there was this great divide.
Yes.
Between Bill and Mac. Sounds like they're
unified. Yeah, but you know what, though? That was completely made up, in my opinion.
That's what we do.
But that was a part of the conjecture that, I heard Wiggs this morning. Well, of course it's going to tick him off. He's getting a second opinion. What?
Why?
Yeah, I didn't get that one bit whatsoever that Bill Belichick would, by the way, Normally, Bill Belichick, and I understand that there are NFL rules in place and things like that, and sometimes Bill has an interesting interpretation of those rules, as we know. But the one of athletes taking care of their body, they're represented by a union. If a coach punishes a player, let's say, for going and getting a second opinion, which, by the way, they're allowed to in the collective bargaining agreement.
Yep.
And who was with us yesterday? Was it Giardi himself? I think it was, right? Or maybe Tom Curran it was, now that I think of it, of the, well, yes, every athlete should go get a second opinion and go get another look-see, that was somehow turning into a problem. And then automatically, because there was an issue with Tom Brady where they kind of let the snake in the room there in terms of Alex Guerrero, and that the Gronk family had an issue, that automatically there was a problem with Mac and Bill. And I'm glad you said what you said, because I think that's exactly right. Whether they're both being dinks, whether neither of them are being dinks, whether they're just messing with us to have fun, whatever it is, you're right. For them to do this, they're aligned.
So, and then I will say, it now sounds like if you want to read into some of the details, the second opinion, maybe Mac was getting a second opinion of somebody who would say, yeah, I can play sooner rather than later. Let's take this at its face value that he's actually telling people he's not out for Sunday just yet. Don't give up on it yet. Maybe the team's like, okay, you're our franchise QB. We need you for the next 10 years, not for this week. And maybe he's like, no, I got this guy. Now, I'd like to see his qualifications and make sure the guy is as good as our guy that said X number, right? But maybe that could be a different spin on why he would seek that second opinion to get back out there. So I did a little legwork yesterday.
Oh, baby. What'd you do? Do hamstrings? Do quads?
No, not that kind of legwork.
Calf lifts?
I ain't done that kind of legwork in like 20 years.
Put
nope.
Thing on the head.
No, once I left Tufts University, I stopped doing those kinds of legwork.
Well, you went right to Andro.
No, Andro was pre-leaving Tufts University. It was early on in the Tufts University.
Oh, so you were another one of those Division III guys.
It was legal.
Sliding under the radar of the NCAA.
You're missing the point here. Let's move on. So I made a call just to try to get a little background info on the injury and this whole tightrope surgery, because I feel like this tightrope surgery has been painted as like a miracle. Oh, it speeds up the process. You can get back out there like nothing. It does not actually speed up the healing at all.
Really?
What it does is speeds up the ability for the player to get back on the field with less risk or no risk of re-injury or exacerbating the injury. It was described to me as almost an internal splint. It's holding the two bones together so that they can't put more pressure on the ligaments that are already damaged. But it's not a miracle cure. And, you know, there are mixed results. The one thing I did find funny is apparently one of the experts on it is on staff with the Packers. Robbie Anderson is a doctor who I guess is really into this sort of expert area, ankles and feet. And he's actually one of the team doctors for the Packers. So maybe while Mac, you know, flies to Green Bay with the team and goes on the other sideline, hey, can you look at this for a minute? Probably not going to happen. So, you know, the and I think Curran brought this up, that the tightrope surgery, even though you have Tua got back out there in 20 days or whatever it was back then, isn't necessarily a miracle cure as it's being painted to be there. So,
well, that's good legwork there, just in terms of what would be the benefit, because a part of the medical evaluation is the how likely would this to happen again?
Right.
And it was such a weird injury in terms of the way it happened, where Mac's leg got caught in between the legs of Calais Campbell, who is an enormous human being, as we noted yesterday. You know, is that likely? Is that kind of fall likely to happen again? And then you get into the whole, can you pivot? Can you? Because again, it's the right leg of Mac Jones, which is also the post leg of which he's going to throw off of, right? Because he's hopping
left
on the left.
Leg.
Is it left or right?
He was hopping on his right. It's the left
leg. Okay.
It's his follow-through front leg.
So it's the one you're going to step and throw for.
Yes.
So that one could be exposed to, or he could get Brady.
Correct.
So either way, your legs could get tangled up in the pocket one way or another, but there is the whole, do you have the ability to go out and be you? Like, hey, one of the things that Mac has added to his game this year, and we saw it in the ability to squirt out of the pocket and be aware enough to be like, okay, third and six, I ain't got nothing. I can take this lane. Let me go get it. And then the awkward slide on the leg that's got the brace when you really should slide on the other one. But right. most guys end up sliding down on their left leg versus their right leg. So that's a whole another story for another time.
Yeah.
But there is that risk of re-injury
and you know what
the Patriots have to consider.
You know what I didn't do and I probably should have done as I was doing some of that leg work is I know Michael Thomas is one of the examples of this kind of going bad. That he didn't want to get surgery, and then he eventually needed surgery, and it elongated the return process. I don't know exactly how it all went so bad for Michael Thomas. That would be another
consideration, another case study to look at. Right.
And a consideration.
Now, maybe it also is a little different for a wide receiver versus quarterback. Like, the position would matter. Because linemen playing with a high ankle sprain, it almost feels like a non-starter, because those guys are getting constantly tangled up.
Right.
And you'd almost... Sorry, Andy. I believe part of the Michael Thomas thing as well was that it was Drew Brees' last season, and so the Saints were kind of the Saints wanted him back on the field before he was actually ready, because that was one thing that, you know, Michael Thomas, when he requested a trade, I think last offseason, that was something he brought up, was that the Saints forced him onto the field because it was Drew Brees' last season, Drew Brees' last dance, and it made the injury worse. Then he ended up missing an entire season because of it.
Right, and that's the road people were going down, is those long-term... mistrusts or whatever based on you asked me to do this and then look what happened, right? It went bad. This happened, that happened. But, you know, I still think the way this is playing out, the day by day from Mac, the day by day from Bill, now Mac selling it, at least trying to teammates, that don't count me out now. I'm still around. Don't count me out. I don't know. It feels to me like they're pretty aligned, and that maybe some of the things I was reading into, and even Michael Irvin referenced the Lombardi like being off base, but everybody knows Michael's tight with Bill. So what does he say?
It was an assumption.
Yes.
It's like there was an assumption yesterday that they weren't aligned for really nothing more than speculative reasons.
Right.
And that's the part that kind of got me a little bit.
I would, if I just had to guess, based totally on speculation, whatever.
Rumor and innuendo.
Yes. I think Bill Belichick and Mac Jones are probably more aligned on his health than they are on his coaching and the offense. If you ask Mac, what do you have a bigger problem with? The last 4 days of injury or the last 4 months of the offense under Matt Patricia?
You're right.
I bet you he'd say, yeah, I got some real questions about that. The medical's been fine.
I think you're right. I'm with you on that. Because deep down, think about it. Mac Jones has been coached by, I'm just trying to think here, when he was at Alabama. So obviously it's Nick Saban.
Steve
but it
Sarkisian,
would have been
right?
Sark
yeah.
and Bill O'Brien. And then he had Josh McDaniels his first year here with Bill Belichick.
Well, Bill O'Brien didn't really coach him. They crossed in the spring and like Mac kind of.
Oh, okay.
Him.
I got it. So it was the takeover from Sark when he went to Texas.
Right. And
Sark has completely rehabilitated himself on and off the field to where he's a head coach again.
Yep.
And that guy has been a pro offensive coordinator before. I think we would dare say he kind of knows his stuff.
And if you watched the way they played and the way he got guys wide open, they weren't throwing 50-50 balls a lot at Alabama.
No, they weren't.
He was motioning Devontae Smith and getting him wide open in matchups on like white Andy Hart linebackers for touchdowns.
So would that have been Mike Locksley before he maybe went to Maryland in terms of offensive coordinator? I'm just trying to think of, but my overall point is that you had skilled and trained full-time offensive professionals that Mac Jones has come up with. He landed with one in Josh McDaniels his rookie year. And you're right, behind closed doors, it's the, come on, man, tell us what's really going on
right.
here. And you're right, it isn't the, hey, great. Because you know what? There's the other part of the whole speculation and everything with Mac as well. Mac might not really fall for the, oh, Bill's going to be mad at me if I do this. Because like you said 2 days ago, where's he turning?
Right.
No one else in the organization. And I don't think they want to start over at that spot.
Yeah.
So if it's 6 weeks and they're like, well, if you do it this way, you might get back in four. And Mac chooses the 6 week route. Bill might be upset, but guess what? Other players have pissed Bill off too. And he hasn't always yanked them off the field. Necessity matters.
Ty Law called him a liar. Do you remember that? And then they reached a contract agreement.
That's right.
And they asked Ty. We said, Ty, what'd you say to Bill? What's up, Bill? Like, they needed each other.
That's
like,
right.
Like they were an aligned force on the field so we can get past the things off the field. So, I still think he probably has a bigger problem with the offense than the way the health has been treated. And they maybe are closer. But Mac should look out for himself. I agree with that.
Yes.
He has the yoke to look out for himself.
Correct.
Doesn't mean looking out for himself has to butt heads with Bill, right?
That is true.
Like, we don't have to make that leap like, oh, if he looks out for number 10 in the roster,
they're
then
not mutually exclusive, no, kind of thing, right?
And we've talked about it. Bill is tied to Mac. I think Bill's long-term interests are to have Mac on board, healthy, unless of course, Mike Lombardi was right, and that came from Bill, and Bill's like, I'm ready to kick him to the curb. The guy stinks. I'm going to pull him.
Yeah.
If you believe that, it's out there.
It is.
It's out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of
everything's out there. Also, there was an interesting question at David Andrews' press conference yesterday, because me, the go-getter that I am, when I left here, I went to Gillette Stadium and was intrepid reporter.
Look at this guy now.
I don't just win parlays. I do my job. But did you hear anybody saying the hit was dirty? Because somebody asked David Andrews if, you know,
it should have been rough in the passer.
Like, but was it dirty?
I think people use
I'm not
that.
Even sure I thought it was roughing the passer.
I think to the letter of the rule, it should have been roughing the passer.
But even roughing the passer isn't
dirty.
That's where
that's come from.
But even roughing the passer doesn't have to be dirty.
I didn't think it was the no.
In this day and age where you're not supposed to hit them like below the thigh or above the chest or in all these areas. And
the ball was out, so yeah. You're not supposed to top
that doesn't mean
over.
It's dirty, I guess. I don't know. To me, it was not dirty.
Right. It feels obvious when it's dirty. That
yeah, like you see people launching and you're like, oh my God, he's trying to kill the guy. And that wasn't dirt.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Insta at Gresh Keefe.
Snoop Dogg. Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
All right, before we get to our You Got Something and hand it off to Red Sox baseball, Gresh and Hart here with you. Hart in for Keefe one more day. Here at least on the Monday through Friday program. Keefe will not be with us on Sunday, I do believe. But did you see the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Andy Hart? I don't know if you saw some of the alleged celebrities that are in there, but Snoop Dogg was one of them.
He's a celebrity.
He is a celebrity.
Okay.
However, some of the others, I don't know. But anyway, not to quibble. Snoop apparently was having a hard time maybe grasping the complete concept of Wheel of Fortune, as evidenced by some of his answers that aired on national television last night. They're doing like a fast.
And it's Snoop. Baking onions?
No, everybody else is in it now. Amanda?
Baking brownies.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you saw the go.
Yes.
Martha is going to be disappointed. Martha's going to be upset.
That's your whole bag.
It's like at the casino.
And Snoop.
Toilet Atlas.
I have no idea. But Mark?
Talented artist?
That's it.
That makes sense. The Toilet Atlas is something I'm curious to see.
Snoop.
Swallow.
You're not. No, that's not right. Everybody else now, Amanda.
Sweetening the pot?
Yeah, there you go. Snoop. Airport teacher, you know? Everybody else now. Amanda.
Acting teacher.
Yeah. You. Yeah, two U's, no money for them, but you could maybe solve it. Try.
Underwater stud.
No, mark a letter.
P, please.
Yeah, let it come up and tell us what's up there once it shows.
Publicity stunt.
You got it, yes, sir.
Can I buy another vowel?
Yeah.
A U.
There you go. There are four yes. U's. All right, you can, if you don't know it, you can spin again or...
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Well, then go ahead.
Sun's out, buns out.
Finally got one there in the end. Snoop on Sun, Celebrity Wheel.
Toilet Atlas.
Toilet Atlas.
You know what he was? He reminded me of Sean Connery on Jeopardy, like making up his own answers. Like, it actually works, but sorry.
That is That's pretty good. Me. It's time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customers' phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. Billy Lanny, you got something.
I do. So I always enjoy a good scandalous documentary, docu-series.
Like it?
Saw a trailer for one yesterday that involves The Bonnie Show.
Oh.
Everybody remembers the big purple dinosaur that drove the world nuts and kids loved? Well, apparently a trailer dropped yesterday for this upcoming docu-series, and it is looks pretty wild. We're talking shootings and drugs and...
Oh!
Yeah, where? No, I mean, like, see, so I saw the trailer... And I thought, okay, this is like satire. I thought it was just like a joke, but apparently this is pretty legit. So October 12th on Peacock, if you have that, give that a check out. There's a documentary out about Bonnie, and apparently behind the scenes things were pretty pretty dark and rough.
Wow. Was Barney the shooter or the shootee?
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
Depends on what you're talking about.
We're gonna find out on the 12th. But then they showed the guy who does the voice, and it's just kind of weird when you see the person that does the voice. Like, remember when we saw with the guy that looked like Elmo?
Yep.
The guy that did the Elmo voice. You saw the guy like, that's the voice. Huh? Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of this with the Bonnie voice, but apparently that guy was getting death threats, and it looks pretty wild.
I think mascots are different. They're weird. Weird. Feel free to at me at Jumbo Heart, because I'll take all the swords you want to throw this way, because I think mascots are weird.
John, throw your sword. You got something.
No, I don't. Andy, what do you got?
Wow.
I got nothing, because I am intrigued by Gresh's. I would like to tag team Gresh's.
Well, Major League Pickleball is apparently coming to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Because LeBron James... and his big buddy Maverick Carter and their LRMR Ventures will lead the ownership. The group also includes Draymond Green and Kevin Love. Major League Pickleball will be the first of its kind professional team league in the United States. Now, there is already a professional pickleball tour. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Yes, I've watched it.
So you've also found Nesson Plus at midnight like me
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Pickleball is something I can completely get behind.
It is fun. It is enjoyable to watch. Have you played yet?
I've played in gym class back in the day.
It's tremendous, and it's blowing up. I know down my area, one of the towns next door is building a huge new indoor pickleball facility just for pickleball.
Now where my in-laws lived, I think they took like four tennis courts and turned it into pickleball.
That's where I play. There's a bunch of tennis courts near us that they've converted them to pickleball, but it is... family fun. It can be competitive, and the best part is you don't really have to move that much.
Now, the fact that it's going to be owned by LeBron, automatically people will end up hating it, but you're bringing star power to it.
Red Sox are owned by LeBron. Do we hate them?
I was just going to say, imagine a sort of like a different event at one of these Major League Pickleball deals where it's old NBA coaches who get together and play pickleball.
Old NBA coach.
Like or you take the fired coaches of LeBron and you put them together for a two-on-two pickleball.
Well, how long until an elite athlete who's retired or older or something joins one of these? It's going to happen. You're going to have a big name, elite, former athlete who joins the World Pickleball Tour.
Lou Marloni and Christian Fourier as a team on the Pickleball Tour.
Doubles? I could see that.
Yep.
And they can take on Meg O and her chosen partner in their first
match. She knows a doctor somewhere that that plays pickleball. She said yesterday she's from a family of doctors.
Why do you have to be a doctor to play pickleball?
I'm just saying that she might know someone who, because that's like, instead of playing racquetball,
it is the new thing. Now, there's complaints, though, that pickleball makes too much noise in neighborhoods.
Well, there is
that. Tick, 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 back and forth.
Mutt has your Red Sox pregame coming up in mere moments here from Fenway Park. Good job by John and Billy. If something went wrong, blame them. Hart and I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. to get you ready for a big NFL Week 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.